Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In the latest edition of the Nation's Report Card, Milwaukee Public Schools students continue to struggle, scoring well below state and national averages. Several environmental groups, lakeshore communities, and even a couple of states are raising concerns about the amount of water to be used by the Foxconn factory. And the Brewers lost to the Mets 3-2 yesterday. They now come home to start a three-game series with the Reds tonight. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In the latest edition of the Nation's Report Card, Milwaukee Public School students continue to struggle, scoring well below state and national averages. The Bucks lost to the Celtics in the first game of their playoff series yesterday, 113-107. The game went into overtime on a Chris Middleton three-pointer at the buzzer. Game two of that series is tomorrow evening, beginning at 7 o'clock Milwaukee time. And the Brewers lost to the Mets 3-2 yesterday. They now come home to start a three-game series with the Reds tonight. Okay, here is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Several environmental groups, lakeshore communities, and even a couple of states are raising concerns about the amount of water to be used by the Foxconn factory. Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has once again stated that Special Counsel Robert Mueller should not be fired by the president. This time he made the comment in an interview on Meet the Press. And this Saturday is the 23rd annual Milwaukee Riverkeeper Cleanup to celebrate Earth Day. To register to volunteer, go to milwaukeeriverkeeper.org. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This Saturday is the 23rd annual Milwaukee Riverkeeper Cleanup to celebrate Earth Day. Volunteers are needed for over 60 locations along the Milwaukee River. Participants will receive gloves, trash bags, and a free t-shirt. After the cleanup, there will be a free party in Esterbrook Park from noon till 2. To register to volunteer, go to milwaukeeriverkeeper.org. And the Bucks lost to the Celtics in the first game of their playoff series yesterday, 113-107. The game went into overtime on a Chris Middleton three-pointer at the buzzer. Game two of that series is tomorrow evening, beginning at 7 o'clock Milwaukee time. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Outside today, mostly cloudy and breezy, then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. And for Wednesday, a 60% chance of rain with highs around 40 degrees. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.